This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the aforementioned editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the talk radio information, the top 10 stories of the week, and the people that are on the list, the top 10 folks being discussed. I say he's responsible. He's the leader of the club, Faithful You and Me, but he actually has a staff of very competent folks who listen to talk radio programs. Imagine spending all of your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, listening to talk radio programs, hosts, stations all around the country to come up with this list. It's a gargantuan job. Get my G's and my J's in the right place. Right, Michael?
Yes. Right, right. Whatever right. You say, whatever you
right.
Say.
Right. I knew that would be the answer. All right. So shall we go through? There is a lot to discuss here.
Yeah, there
I'm
is.
Very interested in your perspective on many of these stories, especially the top four or five. So let's get at the list, shall we?
Especially the emergence of Michael Bloomberg as the clear-cut leader of the free world.
That's a jab at me, folks.
All right. Number 10, the Germany...
Don't sell him short.
No. It's an interesting road to the White House. Mm-hmm. I bet you love terms like that. The road to the White House on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Number 10, we have the Germany shisha bar shooting, which is very, very disturbing, kind of lost in the shuffle of the week's events, but it was a terrible, terrible incident in Germany. And number 9, we have Facebook, social media, free speech, and privacy. That's a bunch of complicated stuff as well. At number 8, immigration reform and gun control. At number 7, the Weinstein trial and the Me Too movement. At number 6, healthcare reform and climate change. At number 5, the economy. Number 4, COVID-19, U.S.-China relations, and deadly flu season. At number 3, Department of Justice turmoil and Roger Stone sentencing. And number 2, post-impeachment presidential pardons and appointments. And number 1, the Democratic debate and the presidential race. Pretty intense week. Now let's talk about people. At number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have John Bolton at 9. Richard Grinnelli at 8. And Rod Blagojevich, Bernard Kerik, and Michael Milken at 7. Roger Stone at 6. William Barr at 5. At number 4, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 3, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. At number 2, Michael Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders. And at number 1, Donald Trump. Where do we begin?
Well, let's talk about Trump's endorsement from Putin. Let's talk about that for a minute and wonder out loud how that... There was something else that came out this week that really diminished Trump in the eyes of a lot of people who are even his strong supporters. Now it's gone out of my mind. But I know that I think I said on the air something like, you wouldn't need any of these Democratic... If this stuff turns out to be true and Putin is actually endorsing Trump... Oh, I know. It's all of the messing around by the Russians in elections. There are those who think, Michael, I'm sure you've heard this, that Bernie Sanders, the trouble that Bernie Sanders has had with the, what do they call them, the Bernie Bros...
Yeah,
and all of the hoopla, even Meghan McCain got into it with AOC on The View this week, talking about this problem that Bernie has. And in fact, as you think it through, wouldn't it make more sense if that creation has come from the Russians? If that the Bernie Bros and all the other people that are sort of they're getting more attention than they deserve, but that always happens for the news media. But that on the heels of Putin endorsing Trump, I mean, if you can connect the dots between those two things, I think Trump has got a real problem. Not that he doesn't already with Bloomberg, but there's a real problem there. What do you think?
I don't know if it's a real problem. I don't know if Trump has real problems. I am not sure that anything can be a problem for Trump. And I'm not saying that to be facetious. How long has this been going on now? 2016, it started 2015 when Trump emerged on the scene.
Yes.
You know, we study these things and we track them, and there has been nothing but a series of problems that will clearly be the thing that will take down Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And every single one comes and every single one goes. I mean, mm-hmm. I could spend probably an hour just listing issue after issue after issue, going all the way back to the revelations about him that came out during the campaign when he was first running for president. So I don't know. I really do not know if anything can break Trump's lock on his core supporters who are so loyal and so active that it defies...
I think their numbers are diminishing, however. You're right. They're ones who are really into it. The MAGA bunch, they're really into it, and nothing is going to change their mind, no matter what you say about them. And
okay.
Maybe to wit, the business about, you know, the Trump thing and the NDAs reared its head this week during the debate. Well, the same thing happened. Those women issues came up with Donald Trump. Everybody ignored them. And so... under the circumstances, one wonders if there isn't something really that boils around. You know, there's a long time between now and the election, so lots of things can boil up no matter what.
Right. But the difference, though, if I can jump in, the difference between Donald Trump, the difference between Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg is Donald Trump has charisma, personality, courage, stood up to a lot of things that you would never expect an establishment figure to stand up to. Whether he came through or not, or whether he was exaggerating, is not the point. He's a dynamic figure that many people see as a savior, as a reformer. Michael Bloomberg comes across as a absolutely impenetrable, stubborn, closed-minded, out-of-touch elitist who doesn't stand for anything other than, I have the money and we shouldn't have Trump, and now you'll have me, I'm doing it for my grandchildren.
See, I don't read it that way. No, it's interesting how he interpreted it. Actually, maybe because I know the guy and I've seen how he works, how his company works, how people like him. You know, the guy's got 26,400 employees. You think there isn't going to be somebody in there who's disgruntled or unhappy or wants, you know, so he makes a remark. And I don't know that he did. I don't know anything about it. I know that I'm very close to somebody who works, runs his radio division, as a matter of fact. And she says that people love him. And are there folks that are, you know,
oh, I believe that. I believe that. I'm talking about on a larger level.
Yeah.
That he comes across as a stiff, absolute...
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. But isn't there a feeling, a mood, if you will, among some of the electorate that we want to have this kind of calm down? And Trump and his bombastic presence, yes, has made an impact. But aren't we a lot of us who might like what Trump's point of view is on things, just tired?
There's no question. That's part of the Trump paradox.
Yeah.
Is that in order to have this president who has engaged in many reforms that many people feel are apt, you got to put up with all this garbage that surrounds his presidency. And how do you handle that? Whereas with Bloomberg, it's a different type of thing. You know, one of the major planks of Trump's platform was to stand up to China, and it's proven to be absolutely on target.
Yeah,
listen, I sound like a Trump supporter, but I'm calling it like I see it.
Yeah,
Bloomberg, and the China thing is really where you can see the difference. Bloomberg wants to have friendly relations with China. He would go back to the Clinton, Obama, and Bush brothers, you know, the flying Bush brothers. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I am, and I don't like that either. I don't like the Chinese. Look, that's a whole other thing we got to talk about during this hour.
It's an issue.
What
it's
the
a
heck
policy
is really
issue.
Going on over there? I had somebody from the Epoch Times on talking about the numbers with regard to the flu. Man, do we have to talk about that. But just to sort of finish off the business, excuse me, in the interest of time, the Bloomberg thing or the Democratic debate, the way Elizabeth Warren, you know, the hypocrisy, though. Bloomberg isn't asking for money from anybody. He's spending his own. Whatever he decides he wants to spend, that's up to him. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they're all out there beating the bushes. Give me more money. Elizabeth Warren got $5 million after her performance on Wednesday night. Good for her. Except that they're looking to get as much money as they can so that they can spend it the same way Bloomberg is, who has no ties to anybody. That's the whole thing. Isn't that part of what the political machine is saying? We want to be not connected to anybody so we aren't corrupted. You know, come on.
Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword as well.
Of course.
If somebody has enough money to be able to be absolutely, you know, unbeholden to any special interests or anybody else, well, that sort of in some ways makes them very dangerous.
Isn't that what Trump said when he ran the first time, too? He didn't take any money.
I'm not a lover of Trump. I'm not saying that. Meanwhile,
yeah.
Trump is raising money.
Trump's raising
a ton of money.
Yeah.
He may not be raising as much as Bloomberg has, you know, in his disposable bank account.
Nobody's got that kind of coffers.
Somebody said something very funny to me. I think it was my buddy Wayne Allen Root, who's a huge Trump supporter out in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and he used to be a sports handicapper. He said to me, that Michael Bloomberg has set a record as a gambler who lost $380 million in one night in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I think Bloomberg will be better prepared next time around. Is he warm and fuzzy? No. Is he bombastic? No. Is he a good manager? Yes. Did he do a good job in New York? Yes. So, you know, what do you have to weigh? A lot of things to weigh in here. And I don't want to sound like a Bloomberg groupie. I'll tell you something. I think that he said something that was very accurate. Bernie Sanders isn't going to beat Trump. Elizabeth Waters isn't going to beat Trump. Biden might have a chance if he recovered very well, I thought, on Wednesday. What did you think? You must have watched the debate.
Yeah, I did. Of course I watched the debate.
Yeah. I think that Biden
recovered like somebody who stumbles from first place and then gets back up and runs in the race and they run good and they come in fifth. You know, it can. You know, I think it's too little, too late for Biden. That's just my opinion. I cannot see Biden.
What about Buttigieg? What did you think?
I think Buttigieg is a power to be dealt with. I don't know whether he can go all the way, but I think he could even look. They said that about Obama. Oh, Obama's running too quickly. He should wait for Hillary and then follow up. Now, I think Buttigieg is a fierce debater. I think that he has a ironclad brain when it comes to finding the right words.
Oh, yeah.
And but I think that, you know, his youth, I think that the issue of his sexual orientation, you know, kind of rumbles under the surface. I think there's a lot of things standing in the way.
Minorities don't like him either.
Yeah, exactly. But do I think that he is a viable candidate and that he could hold his own? I think he could probably hold his own against Trump better than any of the people on that stage.
Interesting. Okay. So there we have it, at least for this first part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen with something you need to know about people eating. You're lonely, you're sad, you have a hard time losing weight and keeping it off. Study came out this week from the Warren School of Medicine at Brown University about how people lose weight, why they gain it, all of that sort of thing. Well, you know why you gain the weight. You ate too much. Whether you're depressed or whatever it is that's going on with you, I don't mean to make light of it. But let's see if I can help you out by suggesting you go to calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and checking out all of the ways that they have helped people over the past 24, 25 years, the healthiest way to lose weight. This is a national outfit that has a natural, all drug-free, stimulant-free product that will work to not only get the weight off of you, but keep the weight off of you. And 86% of the people who get on the program say yes to that claim, so that's pretty good. Want to lose the weight, keep it off, stay on the program, 6 months supply. Get it now at Calitren.com. Discounts on every bottle, $20 off using the DJV code at Calitren.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Making sense out of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. That's what happens here in the News Talk Radio Countdown. The countdown continues. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, going through the stories and the people on the list and ancillary things that are part and parcel of what's been discussed this week. Michael has his ear to the ground, and so there are plenty of, and he's on a lot of talk radio programs as well. Hosts call him in to talk about things that are going on with regard to the business itself. I saw something this week about the gap between what news talk radio programmers think and what the reality is of what listeners want to listen to, which I think is always, you know, there's more and more interest. And I think maybe you, I'm most interested in your perspective because you're the country's expert when it comes to news talk radio. I'm wondering if the change in focus here between what people want and what they're getting is brought about by the exposure of all these podcasts, Michael. What do you think?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Whether the news talk, what the content of news talk radio stations is being influenced, whether or not it's being influenced by a lot of the talk podcasts that are on the market, in the marketplace.
I think that that's just starting to happen. I think that the powers that be in official radio, terrestrial radio, are starting to realize that there are sources of information about the public conversation, about the, you know, the national consciousness that they can get from online channels, both on YouTube and in terms of audio podcasts. You're absolutely right. I do think that the information is coming back to radio from that grassroots arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and younger people are therefore becoming more interested in listening because the younger people are the ones following podcasts, don't you think?
Yeah. The thing is this. It has nothing to do with talk radio not knowing that there are many opinions out there and many different factions in terms of schools of thought. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of targeting and positioning which group you want to cater to so as to come away with the biggest share. And that's a very different thing than, oh, what do people want? That's almost considered naive in today's radio programming. It's more of, where is there a vacuum of what people want that we could serve? And right now it seems, and in the commercial realm, it's the conservative pro-Trump arena that many of the commercial news talk terrestrial stations are serving. It's not that they don't know that millennials are into climate change. It's not that they don't know that there are questions as to which way American capitalism should go in terms of the spectrum between socialism and free market. They know all that. They are aware of it. It's who they choose to target for the most immediate and consistent rewards. And that's what makes it frustrating for those of us who really would like to see more of a fluidity and more diversity on the dial. American corporations play follow the leader and then are fearful of doing something that might involve risk, even if it's apparent to them that it has a good chance of success.
Mm. All right, so there you go. Have we covered the debate enough to be...
No, we didn't even talk about the debate, did we? Oh, yeah.
No,
how did Biden do? Right, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm trying to remember whether we talked about it on the air or off the air, frankly.
Well, I mean, the debate was kind of, the first hour at least, was kind of exciting television. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, I'm judging it the same way, you know, I would judge a reality TV show.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
I'll tell you what I noticed. I have one last thought about the debate, and it was brought to the fore by seeing Michael Bloomberg, a latecomer, who's not a stupid man, not a dummy. Okay,
no,
you know, everybody's picking on him. He's a smart man, but he's not seasoned. He's rusty. He's like an old quarterback coming in after being retired.
Right.
It was really apparent that the other candidates really had their act together. They have been out there campaigning now for years, and they were sharp as tacks in their
And they're all worried about Bloomberg. What do you think they took all the shots at him for? Because he's coming up from behind fast, and they're trying to make him look like a boob.
But they really played hardball with him, didn't they? I mean,
They did. Yeah, they certainly did. I will tell you one thing that I found extraordinarily offensive. And that was all the attacks on his wealth that is all personally gained. He figured it all out on his own, started with nothing. It's the great American story, and to deride him because he's become wealthy is obscene. 28 past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Republican political operative and longtime friend of Donald Trump's, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. The case linked to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. After the sentence was announced yesterday, President Trump said,
"What happened to him is unbelievable. They say he lied, but other people lied too."
President Trump arguing that many other high-profile individuals have gotten away with worse crimes. He cited in particular his former rival Hillary Clinton. The president not ruling out pardoning Stone in the future. Bernie Sanders leading the Democratic pack in a number of states that will be voting on Super Tuesday, including North Carolina and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Moving back into the focus on News Talk Radio, I like to associate with winners. That's why Michael Harrison is here. He's the winner. He's the chief. The Bible of the talk radio industry is the publication for which he is the editor and publisher. Talkers Magazine, the list of the stories and the people every week. And we sort of cherry pick some of these things. And I want to, excuse me, number seven is the Me Too movement and the trial in New York of Weinstein. And the jury asking for more information. Excuse me. He's number 10 on the list of people as well this week, Michael. So the business of sexual problems that people have at work and the Weinstein thing, which started the Me Too movement, and now the reference to the Me Too movement with the Bloomberg NDAs that were discussed during the debate, and going back to Trump and all the women's issues that he had that didn't seem to stick to him. I heard somebody talking about this, and I thought, okay, Michael needs to weigh in on this. I heard yesterday on a talk show in Los Angeles somebody talking about the supporters of Donald Trump versus whoever might be the other person, whether it's Bloomberg or somebody else. But the fact that these sorts of issues didn't stick to Trump, this person laid at the feet of his supporters, suggesting that the people who support Donald Trump don't really give a darn about women than in a general sense, that women's issues don't factor in to the blood and guts followers of Donald Trump, whereas the more sensitive New Age folks that might vote for the Democratic candidate find that to be a very important issue. So how would you...
I'd say that that's a biased statement. I'd say that people don't give a damn about women's issues on both the left and the right. I don't think that this is a conservative or a Donald Trump thing. I think there are people all over the spectrum, as evidenced by the fact that one of the worst womanizers in the history of the presidency, at least in modern times, at least allegedly so, Bill Clinton, a Democrat. Same
right.
thing. I mean, look at the evidence against him. And he's been accused of rape by not just one, but several women. And it just didn't stick to him at all. The same people that were critical of Trump for his activities with women looked the other way when it came to Clinton. So what it comes down to is there are people on all sides of the spectrum that put their political interests ahead of any kind of non-essential to them, elements, because they're either
hypocrites. So more hypocrisy then, really.
We just use the word, So, I think that it's true that Trump supporters rather have Trump in and get their way than worry about things that are not essential to the day-to-day policy and functioning of the presidency, mostly based on the economy, and then they are with social issues.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's not just one-sided.
Well,
does that make sense?
I hadn't even thought about the Clinton thing, but you're right. So, again, more hypocrisy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing
Trump,
with the money.
Trump,
it's the exact same thing with the money. The hypocrisy of these people going out trying to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to run in a campaign, and they're angry because Bloomberg's using his own money. But it's the same. It's such hypocrisy. It just is annoying as all.
Well, yeah. I mean, even these environmentalists, Elizabeth Warren, Al Gore, flying around on private jets, talking about the green movement. I mean, come on. You can't. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, let's deal with climate change for a second. You just tripped a memory, an item in my mind that I wanted to weigh in on. Number six this week on the countdown, focus on climate change. And there's something floating around this week that has not gotten much attention yet because it's been lost in the discussion of the debate. But I'm trying to remember what institute it was. One of the institutes is studying climate change. I think it's funded by Bill Gates. Not important maybe where the information came from. But the context of the information is that the average jet flies at 35 to 36,000 feet. If the jets were to fly just 2 to 4,000 feet higher than that. That is, go up to 30 knots, because in one direction they're at the odd. I think going westbound, they're at the odd number, and going eastbound, they're at the even number. I think that's what it works. So if you're going eastbound, you're going to be at 36,000 feet or 34,000 or 32. If you're going westbound, you're going to be at 33, 36, et cetera. That's how it works. So now this study shows that the influence of jet fuel and the aftermath of burning fossil fuel in the atmosphere would be diminished to the point that only 20% of it would be a problem, as opposed to 100% of it now. So if you're flying at 35 to 36,000 feet, 100% of what comes out of those engines is affecting the climate. You go up just 4,000 feet higher than that, and only 20% of it, because you're up high enough for it to go the other way. And I think when that, if you've not heard that before, when that, somebody's going to grab onto that and use it. And the reason that they don't fly higher is because the government saves those higher altitudes for military jets. They have their own sort of highway in the sky. And when people get a hold of that, especially the environmental crowd, they're going to be all over it. So I thought that was an interesting thing to throw into the mix when it comes to the climate change discussion. What do you think?
It's certainly interesting. I'm not quite sure what percentage of the toxins that are in the atmosphere due to fuel are created by jets. I mean,
that's a lot of people, the climate change people all point to the jets as being the biggest culprits.
The biggest.
More than cars.
Because they're so close to the seat of the clouds and things like that. I'm not an expert, but I just found that interesting. I think there's so much stuff thrown around that is, it's kind of like the same. Well, most of the other stuff, it's all biased, or a lot of the information. You don't know what's fact versus what's hyperbole when it comes to this. Yes?
It's huge. That's a problem. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem of our era. You know, the whole fake news thing is right now we don't have a common sense of reality, and we don't have a common source that we trust. It's a big problem. Of course, maybe we never could trust anybody. We're just aware of it now. But, I mean, that's also something I'm not sure of. It's very hard to judge one time to another time because we're in different places, you know.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about this then in terms of what we believe. This week on the DJB program, I had a lady on from the Epoch Times. You and I participated in a discussion in Washington a couple of months ago about China, and a couple of featured folks who were there were from the Epoch Times, which is, you can explain them better than I because you have been closer, but they basically are Chinese Americans that are trying to give the correct spin to what's going on and some truth to the Chinese relationship. Yes? Is that a good way of...
That was how it's based. Actually, it's turned into a really fine news organization that goes beyond just China relations. They have offices and editions in like 30-some-odd countries, many languages. They're a very, very important news organization started by Chinese Americans in 2000 as an antidote to the propaganda that comes out of Beijing by the communist Chinese. In other words, they're anti-communist Chinese. And as a result, it's an interesting angle on the news.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this lady was born in Wuhan. She talked about growing up there, what the climate literally and figuratively was like there, what it was like to live. I didn't realize it was so big. 11 million people live there.
I didn't know it was a big city, too. It's bigger than New York.
Yeah. So anyway, the situation there in terms of numbers, what was shocking about the reality of what she was reporting is that, in fact, the Chinese are lying as usual through their teeth, and that 20 times as many people have died and have this flu virus as the Chinese are reporting. So let's say the number is, 2,300, 2,500, whatever it is, who have died. That's what they say. She says that it's more like 50,000 people have died, and that as many as a million people have the virus. And then there was another stat that came out from the Harvard Public Health, guy that runs the Harvard Public Health Department, was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, said that this virus, they've studied it, 40% of the people in the world, 70% of the people in China are likely to be infected with this in the next year if they don't get a handle on it. And if the rate is 2.3% deaths, multiply that out by 40% of the population of China, or, you're talking about millions of people croaking under this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In China, not only in China, but around the world.
Yeah, I don't know how to react to that type of conversation, because on one level, I hate to be a fear-mongerer.
Me too.
It's hearsay. I do have a lot of confidence in the Epoch Times.
Yes,
my experience with them is that they tell the truth.
Yeah.
So I take that into account. Let's just say I believe there's truth to the idea that the communist Chinese government has suppressed information about this. I also, at this point, personally now, folks, I'm not a scientist and I'm not the all-knowing newsman, but just based on my gut feelings, that there's more to this virus than meets the eye in terms of its origins. And because it just doesn't make sense that it happened.
Well, that's what this woman is saying. It's a military-industrial complex. The city is all about weaponry and this, the fact that
there's a bio lab right next door to the seafood restaurant where they're doing studies on this thing. So, come on. This has spread too quickly for it to be through something somebody ate. Based upon how the science of it goes, it's likely that there was more of an incident of mass exposure. Too many people got this. The math doesn't work if it comes from one person, patient zero, eating a bat, getting the disease, and then spreading it. Doesn't work that way.
Eating bats. Yuckabunga.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
All right. Continuing on with our News Talk review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, with a focus now on how well you are resting these days. The folks at MyPillow want to thank you for being a customer. You know the story of Mike Lindell. He was frustrated because he couldn't find a pillow that didn't go flat. He said his fingers would go numb, his neck bothered him, everything hurt, toss around all night, and he was tired. So he was an engineer. He says, I'll figure this out. And so he did. And he started researching pillows, studying sleep disorders. He was determined to create the world's most comfortable pillow. And not that I draw the parallel with Mike Bloomberg, but here's another guy. Started from nothing. He was a drug addict, and he's just written a book about that, a drunken drug addict, and he straightened himself out, created one of America's foremost companies. Hundreds and hundreds of people work there creating MyPillow and all the other things that they have. So check it all out. Go to MyPillow.com and invest in your health, your well-being, good night's rest, and buy things that from a 30 to 66% discount, depending on what you buy. Get that with the DJV code, MyPillow.com. Get the pillows, get the other things, get a great night's rest. You can thank Mike Lindell for that. MyPillow.com. Best deals come by using the code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
All right, so let's get to Talkers Magazine itself. Go to talkers.com where you can find out lots of things. Those of you who are followers of fashion love the format. This is the place to find out what's going on with your favorite hosts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's new, who's old, who's coming, who's going, what's happening. And also in there you can find a key to Michael's connection to the outside world.
Let me out.
Yes, right. Okay. So the MH interview this week focuses on a guy that I have great admiration for, Barry Scott. The rest of the people around the country don't know who the heck he is, probably. Great Boston broadcaster, and he does a unique sort of show. So tell us about what you and
Barry Scott's a music freak. He's a curator, and he does a show called The Lost 45s. Think about 45s. That means a single. And he's been doing it for years. The show's been on the air for like 30, 40 years.
I'm a great follower of Boston of his stuff.
And so I talk to him about pop music and basically where radio has gone wrong in how it deals with pop music. Radio basically has totally blown it in terms of its connection to and ownership of music culture. So we talk about that. That's basically the message. It's kind of a interesting and fun interview, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Yep. You can check it out at talkers.com as well, along with all the other things we've been talking about, including the list of the stories and people, the charts for the week of February 17th to the 21st. Here.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music here. We get into Chuck Curry's visit with us today. This is a time every day when we look into the movies, entertainment, stuff like that, videos, DVDs, all the good stuff, movie moments on the DJV program. So we have a Batman music. This was, didn't we play this the other day, the original Batman theme?
No.
We didn't. All right. Missed
no.
So what do you want us to know?
I'm playing this because this day in movie history, February 21st, 1990, composer Danny Elfman won a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental. This is the theme to Tim Burton's 1989 Batman, and this is a perfect case, Doug, where we always say, what are the most important elements to make a good movie? Well, you need a good script. That's the first one. Batman did not have a great script. You need a good director, good acting talent, which that film did, but most of all, it had a great score. This is, to me, an iconic score, one of the best of all time, by composer Danny Elfman, and that really helped elevate Tim Burton's 1989 Batman to a higher level because that score was so, so good.
So when you say a higher level, what
it just moves you. Musical score could capture an atmosphere. It could move you in many different ways. It could be uplifting. It could fit the material. This one is just a powerful, uplifting score that really fit the material very, very well. And it is a rare art. Guys like John Williams, who is still doing it in his upper 80s, it is an amazing, unique, fascinating talent that very few people have. And the ones that could do it really do some great work.
I agree.
And as important as the director is, the composer is equally important. Spielberg knew that. That's why he latched on to John Williams to score basically every one of his films early on his career till now.
Yep. And does the same hold true? Think about some of the iconic television music that's come from the, like, Lalo Schifrin and Mike Post. There are four or five of those guys that did the same. They sort of created the same imagery using music that you're talking about in the movies that Williams has created. It's all imagery. It's audio turned into imagery, isn't it?
Listen, no doubt. I don't think the people who do TV scores are as well paid in terms of their talent versus theatrical, it can be equally important, especially in some circles. But the guys who the women and men who score feature films, it's a very small, unique group, and a lot of them have done this for 30, 40, 50 years. It really is fascinating.
Speaking about 30, 40, 50 years, in 1996. The three ladies for First Wives Club got together, Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, and Diane Keaton. Looks like they're going to do it again.
Yeah, they're going to do a Christmas comedy called Family Jewels. That's, 24 years after First Wives Club going to reunite. I think that, like, this is, it's good. I like this a lot because if this movie, let's say, comes out at Christmas time, I guarantee it's going to play a lot of it'll play in multiplexes, but it really does. These type of movies really do help independent theaters make money because it's a different market. The big popcorn crowd going to see the big blockbuster, but there's a sizable audience for this type of genre with these talented actresses. So
look about 9 to 5. They're going to put another 9 to 5 together. It's the same thing, only three different women. It's the same idea, and it's a great idea because they're fun. They're uplifting. People want to go.
They are.
See,
but I'll give you an example. I was thinking about this the other day. Look what's missing in film. Like, go back, like a movie like Working Girl with Melanie Griffith, right?
Yeah.
They don't make those movies. Those type movies where you got the star driven vehicle in a high concept romantic comedy type film. They're not making that film at all.
I agree. There's a movie coming out either this weekend or next week. Liam Neeson is in this is a real change for him. And I'm not sure it's a comedy, but it's a romantic movie about a man and his wife, and she's got cancer and how he takes care of her. It looks like a fabulous.
It got good reviews. It actually came out limited last week. But again, this is not a movie, Doug, that's going to play really a multiplex. This is going to be reserved for smaller theaters.
In the big theaters here in L.A., I noticed, because I'm going to go see it this weekend. All right, so what's coming out this weekend that we should be watching for?
You got Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford, and then a horror film, The Boy 2. But Call of the Wild is expected to gross more than $20 million in its opening weekend. So it's going to open. He's been on all the talk shows heavily promoting this film, which he doesn't do for every one of his films. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, well, it's another one of those concept films that you say doesn't do well, but I think it'll do well because he's the star. People want to see him as much as anything else. All right, Chucker, good job. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.